Marama Davidson, co-leader of the Greens, with us. Thanks for your time, Marama. Tēnā koe. Kia ora. Well, a couple of things to talk about. Your new energy policy, certainly want to leave some room for that, but $1 billion to go exploring for gas and fuel reserves off New Zealand's coastline seems to be an NZ First bottom line, it would seem. And again, going against where we have been as a nation with the banning of new exploratory permits for these resources, what are you making of their push back into the drill baby drill zone?
I mean, I've just called them irrelevant, and this is an example. You know, they are just nonsense. You know, surveyors have been scanning the oceans for the past 5 years. I've hardly found anything anyway. But look, so this is just a purposeful election trigger. There's no sense in it. It's taking our economy backwards, trying to keep us locked into fossil fuels. You know, we need to be creating the jobs and the economy for our future mokopuna into the next 100, 200 years. It's not oil and gas, whānau. And that's why I'm really proud of what the Greens keep announcing, which will provide the jobs that take us into a future of renewable energy. But, you know, once again, that's also how to keep championing for big mega corporates and international offshore conglomerates. That's not New Zealand First, that's New Zealand Last.
Tēnā koe, fair call, and appreciate that perspective. Now let's go to the renewable energy focus from the Greens, tapping in more to wind and solar. It all makes sense. Can you tell us about your proposed renewable energy projects? How would ownership of energy generation change outcomes for communities, particularly in regions where energy costs are a significant burden? The stage is yours for a moment. Tell us what you foresee here as an appropriate way forward, bearing in mind green perspectives regarding energy availability.
Whānau, your listeners, we know your power bills are too high. We want to cut your power bills, return energy to community ownership, and we will create a Crown publicly owned entity to ensure that we transition to renewable energy faster while also keeping a mandate for affordable prices, affordable energy bills for your listeners. So I'm really proud of what we announced yesterday, and I'm particularly proud of how it will impact on whānau Māori, Dale. We know that Māori whānau are at least 2 to 3 times more likely to experience energy hardship. That means our kuia, our whānau with babies, tamariki and mokopuna, either cannot afford this power bill or are trying to survive without turning the heating on at all. That is not acceptable. That does not need to be the situation in this beautiful country of ours. So we know that low interest, zero interest loans for solar panel installation that is paid back over time through people's rates bills will go a long way. We also don't want renters to miss out, Dale, which includes many of our whānau. So we want to legalise plug-in solar for people who rent. All of this will help to bring the power bills down, will help to keep whānau healthy. We also want to invest in community-owned energy generation, such as solar panels and batteries for marae, for our local community centres, recreation centres, libraries, for places of worship, for kura, for papakāinga. And that's the community investment. But we are making a specific investment to Māori housing specifically, where we want to fund Māori housing and papakāinga housing, hundreds of projects to support renewable energy for Māori housing and whenua Māori, as well as putting solar on public houses, on kāinga ora houses, where, you know, half of kāinga ora houses will have solar, and we want to have solar onto all new builds for public housing as well. But this is because the four big power companies currently own 85% of the shares of energy. And that means, and they have a profitability mandate, they are responsible to shareholders. Your power bills that are really high is their mega profit. They are making millions of dollars a day in profit. And meanwhile, people are sitting cold in their whare or are not, are going without eating, you know. So it's not good enough, and I'm really proud that the Greens have got a solution to fix that.
Tēnā koe. Look, what you're touching on to me seems to make sense. We've got the potential, we've got these empty roof spaces that could be utilising the solar energy to lower the cost of power to houses. You've described the policy as being about rangatiratanga over energy. Critics may question the cost and scale of establishing Kiwi Power and expanding public investment in the energy sector. What would you say to Kiwis about the long-term benefits here? And and might you explain the term rangatiratanga over energy, and indeed, again, just reiterate what you perceive the cost of this Kiwi Power program to be at?
So firstly, we will establish a Crown-owned public entity called Kiwi Power, because part of the big pressure on prices that whānau see high power bills bill is because of our lack of backup energy. So when the wind isn't blowing, when the sun isn't shining, when our lakes, when our reservoirs are not full, that is when we particularly see price hikes. That is because the big power companies have not made enough renewable energy to hold us over in what people call a dry year. So we need, because we know that power is a public good, energy is a public good, we need a publicly owned entity to generate and wholesale that backup power. It's called firming, basically. It's backup power that keeps our energy supply stable for people and businesses. And the big energy companies haven't been doing it. Why? Because putting that pressure on prices to go up by limiting available power, available cheap renewable power, is where their profit comes from. So a Crown entity would not have a profit mandate. It would have a renewable energy mandate and an affordability mandate. And that is tino rangatiratanga and sovereignty over our energy. Instead, the sovereignty is currently held with big corporates who are making mega, mega millions and billions. The community ownership is where the other level of rangatiratanga is, where you could actually have your marae, your papakainga and Māori housing developments generating extra power, because also remembering our solar installations include the costings for battery and storage as well. So you could actually generate and feed back into the grid and be paid fair prices. And, you know, this is actually how we get Manamotu Hake over energy down at as much of a local level as we possibly can.
Well, I hope your approach is also influencing the attitudes of other political parties. Is this a political, from the political wish list, or would you see it as a bottom line for coalition arrangements should you be in that position post-November?
No, far out. People want this policy so bad, Dale. Can you imagine the difference it would make for our whānau? Energy is one of the biggest costs that whānau and businesses, especially our small and local businesses, are facing. This is an absolute priority. And can we afford it? Absolutely. Firstly, this is why the Greens will tax the super rich and address corporate greed, absolutely, so we can funnel that kutia back into our public services. But also, this government coalition found nearly $3 billion down the back of the couch for property investors. Like, we would simply just make better decisions on where to spend public money. We would invest in our public and community and regular ordinary people rather than wealthy property investors and barren oil fossil fuel barons and tobacco lobbyists, you know? the money is there. We would just make different political decisions, but also we are generating revenue with our tax policy. So, whānau, you can change this. You can have this. You get to decide. Not politicians who say they might rule something out. It's not up to them. It's up to our voters, and I look forward to seeing more support and to getting on the ground and talking to our people about this policy.
Tēnā koe, it's an interesting one, and you know, feels like a good one. Kia kaha, ka manawa nui. Always a pleasure to have a kōrero with you, and looking forward to our next conversation as well. E te tuhine. Thanks so much again, Marama.
Ngā mihi, Dale. Kia ora.
Tēnā koe, ngā mihi.